Good afternoon, everyone. This sermonette will be in two parts. Today will be history and a lot of questions for you to ponder. I'd like to talk about preparation and maintenance of the temple that David and his son built for God, and then relate it to another temple. Starting out in the 17th chapter of Chronicles, David was talking to Nathan the prophet. And David said, I have lived in this palace I built for myself for some time now, but the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord remains under curtains. I want to build a house for God. And Nathan the prophet said, go, do everything that's in your heart, for God is with you. That same night, God came to Nathan and said, go and tell David, my servant, you shall not build a house for God. God goes into great detail while David is not to build this house. God tells him that I will raise up his offspring to succeed him, and I will establish his kingdom, and he is the one who will build the house for me. So Nathan goes and tells David all these things, and David then has this long prayer with God. Now, chapter 18 through 21 is where I believe God started using David to prepare in the building of this temple. Now, if you're going to build a structure in the magnitude of the temple, you cannot be sidetracked by other nations warring against you. So God sent David out to subdue these nations. David defeated and he laid waste to the Philistines, the Moabites, and the Ammonites, and he took control of all the land. These people became subject to him and paid him tribute. And in the capture of all these people, David brought back many, many articles of gold, silver, and bronze that he would have his son use in building the temple. And then in chapter 22, David goes into great preparations before his death with Solomon, for he is young and inexperienced. He then tells his son Solomon that God will be with him, and he, Solomon, will have success as God said he would. And David says, I have prepared this temple. He put together 3,300 tons of gold that came out of David's kingdom, 33,000 tons of silver. Can you imagine that kind of silver? Quantities of bronze and iron, too great to be weighed, wood and stone beyond count, and craftsmen beyond numbers. Now talk about craftsmen to digress for a second. I can remember when I met my wife, I used to go to my father-in-law's bicycle shop. And I mean, this was back a long time ago. And I would watch my father-in-law as he built bicycles, he painted them. And he would take a small paintbrush and grab a fender, and he would take and put his hand on there with his thumb as a guide, and he would go like this, and he'd turn it around. And he had a pinstripe that was as good as any computer will do today. And these are the kind of craftsmen that David had got together and to build this temple. And David then says to all the leaders of Israel, is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not granted you rest on every side? For he has handed the inhabitants of the land over to me. And the land is subject to the Lord and his people. Now I'd like to focus on the maintenance of the temple. In chapter 23, David makes his son king over Israel, and he sets up the maintenance of the temple for when it is completed. It's interesting. He says, we have 38,000 Levites over 35 years old. I was talking to Mr. Luker a minute before service. I said, can you imagine having 35,000 converted people running the White House? It might be something similar, you know. There was 24,000 to supervise the work of the temple of the Lord, 6,000 to be officials and judges, 4,000 to be gatekeepers, 4,000 to praise the Lord with musical instruments. And David told them to follow Aaron's example in carrying out the duties of the temple. And then there was the divisions of priests. the officials of the sanctuary, and the officials of God. They were divided into lots of 24. Then the singers, as appointed men prophesied, they were accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. And there were 288 trained and skilled in music for the Lord. And it says that they were in lots of 12. So whether they sang every day or every other day or once a month, who knows? Then there was the gatekeepers. The east gate had 6 per day. The north gate, 4 per day. The south gate, 4 per day. The storehouse, 2 at a time. The court to the west, 4 at the road, and 2 at the court itself. And then there was the treasury officials. These Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the temple and the treasuries of the dedicated things. And then the army divisions. You know, you can subdue the land, but if you don't have divisions to control it, they will still come back and try to war with you. There was 24,000 soldiers for each division, 12 divisions, one for each month. And then there was the officers of the tribes. These were the officers that were in charge of each tribe over Israel. And last was the king's overseers of the storehouses, of the field workers, of the vineyards, of the olive and sycamore trees, of the wine vats, of the olive oil, of the herds, of the camels, of the donkeys, of the flocks. Wow, what a group of people to run your temple. And then in chapter 28, David gives Solomon the official plans or the drawings for building the temple. And he goes into great detail how each part of the temple is to be made, the sizes, the weights of the articles, and on and on. Can we begin to imagine the intricate details of preparation and follow-up maintenance required for this temple that was built for God? Now I'd like to talk about the maintenance of another temple. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Don't you know that you people are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? And 17, so if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy and you yourselves are that temple. And a couple chapters over in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 is another one. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives inside you, whom you received from God? The fact is, you do not belong to yourselves, for you were bought at a price. So use your bodies to glorify God. Let's stop and think for a minute how we can compare our bodies to the temple that Solomon built. The magnificent temple that Solomon built was beautiful, beyond our imagination, and crafted to perfection. The temple that God created for you and I, our bodies, was also crafted to perfection. This temple has no equals. This temple is alive. It hears, it has feelings, it sees, and has the ability to think and reason. Now we did not have any control in the preparation of this temple. God and our parents did that part. Hopefully our parents took good care in the preparation when the mother was pregnant for this. The only control we have of this temple we live in is the maintenance of it. The $1 million question is, how are we doing? What kind of maintenance are we doing for this temple? Are we doing anything? Are we so callous that we do not recognize our bodies as God's living temple? And for many of us, we are probably not doing a very good job maintaining this temple we live in. Do we feel tired and run down? Are we emotionally unstable? Are we sickly? Are we overweight? Are we eating wholesome and healthy foods? Are we exercising to keep this temple in shape? All of these items will reflect on how this temple we live in is being treated. God said, if anyone destroys his temple, he will destroy them. Now, I cannot address all of these points and how they all affect the temple we live in. I wanted to give you some history of preparation and maintenance and throw out a lot of questions for us all to think about. In my follow-up sermonette, we will discuss some of the things we can do health-wise to preserve these temples so we can use them to glorify God. Now let's review the questions. The only control we have of this temple we live in is the maintenance of it. The million-dollar question is, how are we doing? What kind of maintenance are we doing for this temple? Are we doing anything? Are we so callous that we do not recognize our bodies as God's living temple for maintaining this temple? I'm sorry. We are probably not doing a very good job for maintaining this temple we live in. I'd like to step out on a limb right now and say, I am one who can do much better. And I will. And I will be an example of change for you people right out there. By Spring Feast Holy Days, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And I'm going to look 38 years old instead of 39. And that's from my wife, because I don't want to be older than her. So do we feel tired and run down? Are we emotionally unstable? Are we sickly? Are we overweight? Are we eating wholesome and healthy foods? Are we exercising to keep this temple in shape? God said, if anyone destroys his temple, he will destroy them. I would like to close with a question. Could we be responsible for destroying this temple we live in? Let's remember, it was bought at a price. So let's use them to glorify God, the great Creator.